Robot Underpants. Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley, and it's episode 10. We made it to 10, how about that? Woo! How's it going? I noticed that on, I guess first things first, the last few episodes looked fine in the player on Safari, and then I tried to look at it on a PC, because I use Mac, so I never really look at a PC. But Firefox and IE, the video was squished. I have no idea why. I sent Todd a message about it. I didn't hear back, so I don't know what's going on with that. So sorry. I don't know if it's just me or if anybody's having that issue. I don't know. I don't really know what to do with that. So sorry about that. Whatever the case is, if the video of me looks messed up, if it's all smished together, I really don't know why. Anyway, so what else is going on? I'm still loving G+, Google Plus, even more so now, I think. I've used it for a little over a week, and it's pretty cool. I think I have hardly been on Facebook at all, other than occasionally checking a message or using it for work. But yeah, Google Plus, man, been having a good time over there. If you haven't got an invite, I'm sure you'll be getting them soon. I see them popping up here and there. There's a little box down at the bottom right-hand corner when they have invites open, and they're not open all the time, I don't think, but there's a little thing that says invite people, so I've tried to invite whoever I could, and obviously things like this, the more people you know in there, the better, and I'm meeting some new people and some old people, and it's fun, so yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, there's some bugs I've noticed, things about, like, I don't remember what I talked about last week, but the temp file that's just gigs of space during the video chat that eats away at your hard drive until you restart. That's kind of terrible, but that's stuff that'll get worked out. I think once they get this thing all shined up and good in the next over the next several months, it'll be pretty sweet. I think we're gonna see a lot of people going jumping the Facebook ship. And people are just kind of people used Facebook because there wasn't anything else. I mean, we went over there, and after MySpace turned into crap, and now Facebook has turned into crap, so everybody's going somewhere else. So we'll see. Somebody was like, oh, remember Wave? Everybody liked that at first, but that didn't go anywhere. Well, yeah, because, I mean, that was kind of a completely different thing. And I mean, it's like, remember Gmail? Oh, yeah, everybody uses Gmail. Okay, so, yeah. Casey Anthony, big deal there, I guess. Shocker to most people who are following this case that she is not guilty, was found not guilty anyway, of her crimes, murder, whatever else, I don't know, all the things she was convicted of, or not convicted of, but charged with. She was guilty of lying and making stories up. A lot of people were like, how could they have voted that way? How could they have ruled, how did these jurors come up with this? Clearly she killed that kid, but it wasn't that clear. I mean, I didn't follow the trial from day one. I kind of got in at the end. I knew about kind of what was going on and off, and then, if you had to sit in there and listen to all the stuff, then you would know. I mean, I wouldn't want to have to decide if someone lived or died based on something that maybe wasn't totally conclusive. They didn't know why the kid died. They couldn't have a reason. They didn't have a cause of death. And they had no motive other than she was crazy and wanted to party. But I don't know if I would say, yes, you should die because you like to party. And clearly that means you would kill your child. I mean, it was messed up that she didn't report the kid missing for a while. But they were, the jury seemed to think that, yeah, she was crazy, had a crazy home life. And that's just how things were over there. They didn't always make a big deal out of things, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it seems crazy to a lot of normal people, but I do know some people who are probably not totally with it. And I don't know. Maybe she thought that was she was doing what she could, and whatever. I don't know. I'm not going to try to guess. There are some pages for sexy pictures of Casey Anthony, if you want to check those out. Most people don't have anything to do with this girl. In fact, Vivid Entertainment, the porn people, offered her at some point, a job in porn in their movies. And then, the day after she was found not guilty, they withdrew their offer and said, you know what, we don't even want anything to do with you. So that's pretty bad. I mean, that's pretty bad. And now you have some Casey Anthony fanfic. Here we go. Andrea Pizer writes, scintillating Casey Anthony fanfic. This one's coming from Valleywag. Everyone's favorite New York Post sex monster, Andrea Pizer, has once again dipped her pen in sexy red ink and written a hot-blooded crime noir about the acquittal of tot mom Casey Anthony. It's dark, folks. Our usual chronicler of Miss Pizer's Zane-like tones poems in... What? Here's part of it. Casey Anthony sashayed into the courtroom yesterday, tarted up like a Florida sorority girl looking for a quick and dirty hookup. Oh my gosh, there she is. She looks beautiful, Casey's ditzy mom, Cindy, enthusiastically said, strolled into her sentencing. I do love me some fanfic, mostly for the humor value. I didn't read a lot of this, but you can read the whole thing. This is not nearly as good as the Garfield Royal Wedding fanfic, if you recall. These are... Wow, this really goes on and on and on. She retrieved a tiny tube of lipstick. Then, as if she thought no one was watching, she proceeded to dab quickly on her well-worn lips. Wow. I'll post the link if you really want to read it. I don't, like I said, not nearly as good as the Garfield Royal Wedding stuff, but yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, yeah. Okay, moving on. What do we got here? Internet providers agree to find and punish illegal downloaders. The country's top internet providers have reached a deal with Hollywood, the music industry, that would require them to identify, then warn, and eventually punish illegal downloaders. The new process announced Thursday would identify customers suspected of digital copyright infringement, then issue a series of 6 warnings, each promising progressively harsher consequences if the initial cautions were ignored. This is where I wonder. Now, see, this is, it doesn't really say. Now, I wonder if they're just talking about, like torrent people, or they're talking about, people who are on news groups downloading actual full movies. Where does streaming fall into this? Because a lot of places now, somebody else is hosting this stuff, in probably another country, and they just stream it. Is that illegal? I don't know. I mean, I don't know the answer. Maybe it is. A lot of times that's not streaming from somewhere else. Like, how people get away with embeds and YouTube and stuff like that. I don't own copyright to a lot of things, but places have embeds, so I don't know. And that's usually perfectly fine. However, I guess if the people that own it didn't offer the embed, perhaps not. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. Don't illegally download stuff, people. Yeah, right. Everybody remembers All My Children, One Life to Live. I believe they both got canned from the airwaves, the traditional airwaves, terrestrial airwaves, if you will. Well, don't worry, they're moving to the internet. ABC's canceled soap operas All My Children and One Life to Live have been snatched from certain death by Prospect Park, production company that will move the long-running serial dramas onto the internet. Thank God, Susan Lucci will still have a job. The multi-year deal, Prospect Park will air the shows on the internet and other emerging platforms, and ABC will ensure the soaps continue to be delivered with the same quality and the same format and length. Wow, that's kind of interesting. I can think of some other shows that have been canceled that I wouldn't mind seeing. I would not watch most of my shows from the internet or on demand or something like that. Getting texts here. Hey, why not make some more Firefly episodes or Pushing Daisies? That was it, Pushing Daisies. I liked that show too. It went away. They should bring that back. Or even better, if they brought back shows from the 80s that were short-lived, like Misfits of Science. Like those guys are doing anything right now, right? Space Invaders set to become a movie. And you know how I feel about this stuff. This is probably going to be so terrible. Like, first of all, I hate when movies are made out of video games. They're usually pretty bad. I can't think of one good one. But here we go. This is coming from Mashable. Space Invaders, the classic 1980s video game, may be coming to a theater near you. Producers have optioned the rights to develop the project, according to the Hollywood Reporter. Two are looking for a writer. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be terrible. I can almost promise you it'll be terrible. I don't know. What? How? What? How? How? And it's like, some of these are like, you know, I can't even like think of jokes for it. I don't need to. They're just, all I have to say it, do is say it, and then people just, you know, terrible, groan. Speaking of other dead things, was I? I don't know. Sony's finally going to officially kill the mini-disc Walkman in September. I thought it was quite dead already. I still have two of these things. I even had the stereo component piece, and I had it, and I kind of used it for a long time. I got rid of that when I moved, and I mean, this was one of those things that was really pretty cool at the beginning. It was the first time you could like put a little cartridge in, record digitally. You could write in the names of the songs, and it would just be on this little thing. It was like, you know, I mean, it was smaller than a tape and smaller than a CD. Even you could make your own CD quality stuff. Excuse me, and I don't know. It was just, you know, Sony's not very good at. They come up with good ideas, but then somehow they end up shooting themselves in the foot. And I don't know what happened. It was just like they only would let their own music on there or something for a while. It was just, it's a good idea, but I don't know. They just can't. Like Apple, they're good at coming up with their own thing and somehow making everybody love it. Sony was good at coming up with their own thing and making everybody hate it. So I don't know. I don't know. And I got one more thing here. This is kind of gross, but I had all kinds of questions for, well, kind of, I don't know. This comes from Ireland. Woman died from allergic reaction to sex with dog. Yeah. So, that's, yeah. A man has appeared in Limerick District Court, charged with ordering his dog to have sex with the 43-year-old woman, mother of four, who died from an adverse allergic reaction to the intercourse. So here's where it gets a little kind of interesting, I guess. Like, the sex with dog thing is like, okay, whatever. But the laws that are involved are kind of interesting. The man, 57, is charged with buggery contrary to Section 61 of the Offenses Against the Person Act of 1861. Now, I wanted to know what was in the Offenses Against the Person Act of 1861. So, of course, there's a Wikipedia entry about this, and Section 61 talks about basically that you can be put to death for, you know, doing unnatural sex acts. But however, it was repealed in Wales and England in 1956, but not in Ireland. So this guy, he didn't actually have sex with the dog. Actually, it goes on to say that that he and the woman had arranged the meeting on an internet chat room, and they think that it was actually consensual, but I think if she was the one doing the act, she would be the one put to death, but she already died. So is this guy going to get put to death too because he was involved? It could be a strange case. I mean, it is a strange case. What is even stranger is that what the woman died from was basically, well, it was an allergic reaction that was very similar to peanut allergies, they said. Anaphylaxis. So there you go. If you know that you're allergic to peanuts, maybe you should also not have sex with dogs. Okay, folks, that's it. That's your tale. Your moral of the day. That's it. End of the show. We'll see you next week.